Walking through a grocery store might appear like second nature, whether it be picking up milk for cereal in the morning or some fresh eggs. Trips to the grocery store are just another part of daily life for many people. But for UCLA student Carolina Perbuya, grocery shopping trips are sometimes difficult and financially straining.
I'm a single mother and I'm a student, and I don't really work as much because UCLA is just, it's hard to do all of those things at once. Yeah. So like, that's why I'm struggling.
Perbuya just finished checking out at her local Ralph's, juggling groceries while pushing her son in the shopping cart. She is on CalFresh, which some know as food stamps. The program helps her feed her son, but she explains the CalFresh system often throws her for a loop, and she sometimes cannot afford grocery store prices.
So it's really hard to like prove my income, and they change my benefits, and something like I would have to call, and when you call, it just takes really long time for them to answer the phone, so it's a bit hard, yes.
All of which makes it difficult to feed her family. For a while during the pandemic, families like Perbuya's had little help. Despite the quarantines and job losses early on, food insecurity among low-income Angelenos eased somewhat in 2021, with emergency relief funds and a boost in CalFresh benefits. But that has changed. A USC DornSife study suggests food insecurity has increased drastically in 2024. Black and Latino Angelenos are taking the biggest hit, as are women and low-income communities in general.
At Lake County, the rate of food insecurity is frequently double for Latino and Black residents compared to white residents. And that's held true after the pandemic, but things have gotten worse, especially for those communities.
That's Dr. Kayla De La Haye, director of the Institute for Food System Equity at USC. De La Haye and her team pilot the University of Southern California's annual food insecurity report for LA County. Their findings have reflected the disproportionate effects on these groups as COVID funds and food aid are pulled back.
You know, all these extra resources that got put into the local community were starting to get pulled back, and that emergency money dried up. And at that same time, inflation is going up a lot. So people's just general cost of living is going up and food prices are really going up.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture has said egg prices are expected to rise 20% in 2025. As consumers are outpriced, Angelenos like Perbuya are having a difficult time sourcing these ingredients.
Actually, because I live super close to the stores, I noticed sometimes that there was no eggs.
When buying food becomes too difficult or scarce, food banks and public pantries are usually a place to turn for nutrition. But David May of the LA Regional Food Bank says even his organization is running into obstacles sourcing certain foods.
The economy and the availability of certain food items is reflected in our inventory too. If eggs are hard to come by for everybody, then it's also hard for us to come by.
Nonprofits like the LA Regional Food Bank continue to work with local farmers to increase food distribution across all of LA County. However, May questions if the extra funds used to keep up with egg prices could go towards something else.
We want to make sure that what we purchase is healthy and is also going to be food that can sustain people out in the community. So the question then becomes, if we start buying eggs, then, could that money be spent wisely on other food items that still provide nutritious options to people out into the community?
Researchers like De La Haye say solving the food insecurity crisis means much more than holding food drives and providing free food to individuals, but creating a means for residents to have access to affordable, nutritious groceries.
That's how we think about this, is like we're doing a lot of Band-Aid things right now. But what we really need, if we want something like a big solution that's not going to have folks just lining up for food again in 6 months, is like this whole food system transformation. And there's a lot of great ideas about how to do that.
One of these new initiatives is LA County's first food equity office, established this past January. It's the first team created by city officials to be tasked with addressing food insecurity in Los Angeles. So as the county begins to take action, only time will tell if these resources are lasting or temporary. For Inver Media, I'm Jason Pham.